Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Thursday means it's Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Our author, Lee Smith, veteran journalist whose work appears in Tablet, Real Clear Investigations, The Federalist. Of course, those of you who listen know it's one of my favorites. And author of numerous books, including The China Matrix, the epic story of how Donald Trump shattered a deadly pact. And this may sound like an overly broad question, but where did the real problem start with China? And just in terms of our relationship, and I know this is like a spider web, if you will, of relationships and problems, but is there a real starting point to where you can trace back to where this China really the beginning of them being a real problem?
Yeah, there is. Well, first of all, thanks, Nick, for bringing me on. I'm really honored that I'm the author of the week. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
The problems begin, as Donald Trump says. I have a pretty lengthy interview with the president in the book. And as Donald Trump says, the problems begin in 1972 with Nixon and Kissinger's opening to China. That's the origin of the relationship. And that's the origin of the problem right there. You know, lots of people think, well, the relationship was good because it was at the beginning, because it was part of a grand geopolitical maneuver. Mm. Well, no, it wasn't. It was very sloppy. And it just got worse and worse. So that's where we are now. Lots of people say, well, it really got bad with Bill Clinton and China's entry into the World Trade Organization. But no, as bad from the beginning of the United States was engaging with a really evil and sinister communist regime. And it's still the same evil and sinister communist regime. And the United States is paying a much higher price now because we failed to cut ourselves off from that regime for over 50 years. And Donald Trump is really the first one, not only to point out the problems, the first president to point out the problem for our relationship with China, but to do something about it.
What has driven that failure to disconnect that relationship?
Fundamentally, it's money.
Yeah.
The corporate elites have gotten in there, and when they offshored their manufacturing to China, I mean, they were making tons and tons of money, and it's important to understand what they were doing. These were American companies, other Western companies as well, and to save money, they offshored their manufacturing to China, but they sold it right back here to the United States. So what that means, two things. It means a loss of American jobs, but it also means that we have suffered from a huge trade deficit over the years, worth many, many trillions of dollars at this point. And this is one of the things that Donald Trump is trying to address with his tariff regime. Because with those American dollars, I mean, look, right now, the average is somewhere around $300 billion a year our trade deficit with China. And with all that money, that's how China has managed to build an enormous military. That's why China is able to build an enormous tech sector, why China is progressing on AI. So that's why Trump has really prioritized the trade war. While things like Taiwan are very important, really the key is the trade war and to even up that trade imbalance with China, or else we're in big trouble. I mean, the fact that the United States has essentially paid for China's military, it's obscene. The missiles that are pointed at American cities, that are pointed at American neighborhoods, our friends and family and ourselves, we've paid for it. It's sinful.
People who oftentimes irrationally hate Trump, they portray him as only concerned about enriching himself while at the same time a loving dictator. So of all the presidents we've ever had, seemingly he would be the one that would most love to have some sort of relationship with China. What is it about Trump that has made him break off from past presidents, Republicans and Democrats, when it comes to his apparent not only awareness of this danger, but willingness to try to do something about it?
Well, you know, he's been talking about this since at least he's been talking about, trade imbalances since the 80s, but mostly we're talking about Japan at the time. But in a 2000 book that he wrote called The America We Deserve, he points out the real problems with China. So the president's been talking about this for a quarter of a century now. Why him? Well, I mean, I think the best explanation is in the book, I quote, a Trump aide from the first term. He was Donald Trump's U.S. trade representative, and that was Robert Lighthizer. And Lighthizer said, Trump is a fairness guy. So even putting it beyond economics, when Trump sees that Americans are getting, you know, Americans are getting played, Americans are being hurt, that angers Donald Trump. So that's really what it was. He loves this country and he loves Americans. It's not to say that people like George W. Bush or George H.W. Bush or Richard Nixon or Barack Obama and Bill Clinton didn't love America. Donald Trump has a special view about American Americans.
We are talking with our author of the week, Lee Smith. The book is The China Matrix, the epic story of how Donald Trump shattered a deadly pact. So what are some, I mean, you talk obviously about the tariffs. Is that really the primary tool that Trump is utilizing here that is effective? Or are there other areas in which Trump is dealing with China that break away from the norm that are having an impact in the hopeful changing of this relationship and who has the upper hand?
Well, I mean, if you look at the amount of defense spending right now and the efforts to shore up the Pentagon and break away from DEI and a woke military, I mean, these are all, you know, these are all meant to put China on notice. This is our chief rival right now. And so this is meant to make China take notice. And also other things like the president has done, like joining Israel's campaign to obliterate Iran's nuclear programs. So people around the world are compelled to take Donald Trump seriously. When Trump says we're not going to abide by this anymore, they see that he, you know, that actions follow his words. So I think that we'd understand everything now about what Donald Trump is doing. Virtually everything is to see that it's key to China. And this was part of the hostage release stuff with Gaza. This is why, you know, of course, he loves Israel and despises, you know, despises Islamist terrorists like Hamas. And this is a grave threat to the United States as well. But also he sees Iran and Hamas in the same vertical as China. China's at the top of this anti-US bloc. So when Donald Trump can knock out different parts of that bloc, that also affects China's strategic position. So again, everything, whether it's tariffs, the trade war, the Iranian nuclear program, Gaza, it's all keyed to China.
After 9/11, there was the 9/11 Commission and this narrative that came out of it that part of the reason we were caught off guard is because the enemy was fighting a war against us that we did not recognize or understand because we were accustomed to a certain traditional form of warfare. And because we were in that blocked-in mindset, we didn't recognize that they were already at war with us. And sometimes, I don't know if I'm crazy, but in my mind, we are once again dealing with a potentially different type of warfare in which China has, you know, of course, drugs, weakening our culture and our society with drugs. They are on a propaganda front. They have gotten athletes and Hollywood stars. I mean, they have Hollywood studios rewriting endings of movies. There is the university component in which they are funneling millions and millions of dollars to universities. And I just see all of these different areas in which it's just like, my goodness, are we going to look back and just like post 9/11 say to ourselves, yeah, no, they were fully at war with us. We just didn't recognize it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you name most all of them. I'll throw in COVID. And I'm not saying that COVID was a purposeful bioweapon, but when the Chinese started lying about the nature of the transmission, the nature of its origins, right, that was part of China's, that was another information warfare campaign. So absolutely. But look, China has been waging a real war on the United States for a long time. Remember that in Korea, when the U.S. was at war in Korea, the Chinese were there. The Chinese were fighting U.S. forces. The Chinese backed the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War. So this has been going on for an awful long time. I mean, you know, but you put it exactly right. In trade, look at what the Chinese have done. They've targeted strategic American industries. They dump a whole bunch of stuff in there to destroy American industries. They badly damaged the steel industry, which Trump is trying to fix now with some success. Pharmaceuticals, everyone found this out during COVID.
Yeah,
how
right.
much pharmaceuticals came from China. That's a strategic industry. What happens if Americans get sick and the Chinese decide to withhold medicine? What happens if the United States goes to war and the United States doesn't have penicillin? So, yeah, these are all very serious things. And this is something that the Trump administration does recognize and is doing something about it. I think lots of other policymakers and statesmen have recognized it, but they've done nothing about it. They've thrown up their hands and said, well, we can't do much about it now. We'll just keep going, as we have. And of course, there is pressure from corporate mm-hmm. titans who are saying, don't you dare disrupt our relationship with the Chinese. It's worth much too much to us. We'll cut you off at the knees if you dare do anything about China.
We are talking with Lee Smith, our author of the week, the book China Matrix, the epic story of how Donald Trump shattered a deadly pact. Trump, obviously, second term, a few years, some argue, depending especially on midterms, how the latter 2 years, how effective he will be able to be, though foreign policy, I think, is a little bit easier. I mean, you hear different versions of China. You hear how they are much more fragile than we recognize. Then you hear that, well, because of the grip they have on their people and resources, that they could outlast us in some sort of, you know, even military battle. I mean, what are we looking at in terms of China, their strength? How deep is it? And how much of a difference is Trump going to potentially be able to make in terms of this what I still see as an upper hand China has in a lot of ways over the U.S. and the world?
Well, the big upper hand that China has right now is that they believe they can outweigh Donald Trump, right?
Oh,
it's three more years, so they can outweigh him. But you know, you talk about the brittle nature of the Chinese, the Chinese Communist Party regime, and you're exactly right. And we see news of the nine senior military officials who were removed from the People's Liberation Army. I mean, it's unclear yet whether they were removed by Chinese Premier Xi Jinping, or whether these were Xi loyalists and they were pushed out in another way. But the fact is that this gives evidence of an unstable regime, right? It's unstable. And of course it's going to be unstable because it's a communist regime. We know that throughout the 20th century, all of these regimes were very, very brittle, and it's very, very hard to manage, to manage a country as large as China's. And if you look at not just the expenditures, but the places where they have to try to keep a lid on things, whether it's with the Uyghurs, whether it's with Tibet. So there's all sorts of different things. There's all sorts of different places and all sorts of different issues that give evidence of the brittle nature of this regime and how it's actually by its nature unstable because they have to keep a lid on things.
Is it just up in the air in your assessment or right now, or do you have a gut feeling as to how this is going to look once the Trump administration is wrapped up, or even down the road further, based off of the Trump administration, the results of his policies, what that might look like?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for the instability that we're seeing now in China. But the case that I make in the book is that during the first term, Trump learned something important negotiating with China. What are the different things he wanted? He wanted not just trade with China. He wanted something more significant. He wanted China to stop manipulating currency, to stop stealing American intellectual property, to stop demanding transfers of technology from American companies. But China can't do that. It's a communist regime. It has to cheat. It can't play fair. So by demanding that this regime play fair, I think that Donald Trump understands this regime is going to crack. I think that's the way he's playing it. He understands the nature of the regime. Again, he's been talking about this and even writing about it for a quarter of a century. He knows that this regime can't open up. It can't be a part of the liberal economic, the liberal international order. So that's certainly what I hope for, because again, once we get past Donald Trump, it's very unclear that other American statesmen either see it the way he does or have the will to do what he's doing right now. Look at all the pressure he's coming under with the tariffs. I mean, there are people right and left who are fighting them. And it, understandably, it's hard, and it's going to get harder for many Americans, the tariff regime. And that's one thing I guess I wish that the president would come out and address the American people and say, look, here's what we're going through. And I know it's going to get tough for some of us here. But I have to do it because it's a cornerstone of my legacy. And I can't leave our country at the mercy of the Chinese Communist Party. I love my country too much. I love Americans too much to let this happen. And I want you to know that I'm fighting for you. And here's why I'm fighting for you. This is not, this is not a choice made from whimsy and caprice. This is a very serious thing. We are indeed in the middle of a real struggle in this very bad regime. So I kind of wish that would happen, but certainly my book is an effort to explain what's at stake here and what the president is doing, why he's fighting China.
And that book is The China Matrix, the epic story of how Donald Trump shattered a deadly pact. Our author of the week, Lee Smith, sponsored our author of the week interview, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. For Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.